tables with the side dishes, and they could have used a fifth, to be honest. I mean, it was all sorts of full. People went away happy, getting the fair off to a great start.
And we've got what, the dog, cat, and hand pet show tonight.
You are correct.
Anderson Building, then little clothing review on Saturday, and then the horse show out at the grandstands at the fairgrounds, 8:30 on Sunday morning. So welcome to the 2022 Lyon County Fair. It is 6:51, 65 degrees. He is Kevin Carr. He is a great movie reviewer. He's the host of Fat Guys at the Movies that airs 4 p.m. every Saturday afternoon here at KVOE, and he is with us now. Kevin Carr, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How might you be?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I think I'll survive the weekend.
Well, we hope so. We want to have you back on Friday next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Let's see what's on tap today. I want to talk about the new movies coming out. What about DC League of Super Pets, Kevin?
Yeah, this is an animated film from Warner Brothers, and it tells a story of Crypto, who is Superman's dog. And, a lot of people think, Superman doesn't have a dog. Well, he does. He's had a dog for decades. I even remember my father talking about reading comics with him, Crypto the Super Dog, in it. And Crypto has to team up with a bunch of shelter animals to stop this villain from taking over the world and enslaving not just the human race, but all the other races and types of creatures out there. And, you know, it's one of the things with the animated stuff with superheroes is it does kind of have a reverence to the comic books. It does what the comic books had done and actually follows closer to the comic canon than a lot of the live-action movies that are out there. So this is a lot of fun. It's very cute. It's something you take your whole family to. I really enjoyed it, especially as somebody who read the comic books and appreciated that. Great voice cast. You got Dwayne Johnson playing Crypto. You've got Kevin Hart playing Ace the Hound. And a lot of other people in the cast. It's a lot of good family entertainment.
The DC League of Super Pets, I have to admit, now I'm embarrassed now that I did not know Superman had a dog.
Yeah,
I had no clue.
Yeah. Crypto's been around for decades. They've done TV series and stuff like that with it. So, it's a lesser-known thing. It kind of spawns from the Superboy comics back in the day.
Okay. Well, how would you rate Crypto, Kevin Carr?
I really enjoyed it. I give it like 4 out of 5 stars.
Oof.
Nice.
Woof is right. That's
right. Woof. 4 woofs for that. All right. Cool deal. Let's talk about Vengeance. Let's talk about this one.
Yeah, this one is written and directed by B.J. Novak. He was involved in The Office. If you ever watched The Office, he played Ryan, who was the intern at the beginning. He's kind of got a small part in The Office, but he was instrumental behind the scenes. He was one of the writers and producers. And he ends up in this story as a guy who's sort of this writer in New York City, who plays the field with women and gets a call out of the blue from the brother of a woman he used to occasionally sleep with, who tells him that she had died and he has to go out to West Texas for a funeral. And for some reason he does, even though he didn't know her very well. And gets to know the family and discovers that it might have been foul play, that she died of sort of an accident, and so he decides to stick around and investigate, and at the same time sort of develop a true crime podcast of the whole thing. It's got an interesting idea. I think it minimizes how easy it is to get a podcast nowadays, at least to get paid to do one. But it has, like, several different focuses, and it juggles that perspective. I mean, on one hand, it's that murder investigation. On the other hand, the fish out of water of him with the culture clash of New York City and flyover country, Texas. So it at times gets in its own way and distracts itself, and then they're finally like, oh, wait, yeah, we got this murder mystery we got to solve. And they kind of throw things together near the end. So I didn't think this was as cohesive as it could have been.
Well, where on the rating scale is Vengeance, Kevin?
I'm putting it at about 2 out of 5.
Okay, what else do we need to watch here for maybe next week?
Well, next week we got a lot of stuff, smaller stuff opening in the theaters because we're winding down. It's near the end of the summer, and kids are getting ready to go back to school, teachers as well. My wife's a teacher, so I hear nothing but that for the last couple weeks. Sure. But you got Bullet Train coming out Easter Sunday. You've also got a whole bunch of neat little things on streaming, like the new Prey, which is a Predator movie, is going to be showing up on Hulu. So, there's actually, I think, more interesting stuff coming out onto the streaming services next week.
Great stuff as always, Kevin. Thanks.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day. Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies, heard every Saturday afternoon at 4. This week, by the way, it'll be at 5 due to Royals baseball, but Kevin does a great job. He's in reviewing movies for us every Friday morning at this time. Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies, DC League of Super Pets, Crypto the Superdog. Highly rated by Kevin.
Yeah, go out and see it.
656.
Value them both does not make abortion illegal and imposes safety standards on